Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Binghamton Throat Punch.
With Mr. 1, 2, 3, speaking one-on-one with me. We're breaking it down, play-by-play, it's how we do. Digging into life, the pro wrestlers, just for you. Come tune in and just relax. Jim Holbert has got your back. 5 questions with Mr. 1, 2, 3, speaking one-on-one with me.
And that's right, everybody. Welcome to the newest episode of 5 Questions of Mr. 1, 2, 3. And, of course, I am Mr. 1, 2, 3, Jim Holbert. And, you know, we took a bit of a rest. I apologize for that. I was having a lot of car trouble. Last week, if you caught the episode, we had Ian Daddy Bones. And he got really personal with us and told us a story about what was going on in his life at the time of Spike Norton's passing, and we really thank him for telling us that story. It was really great to, you know, not a great story, but it was good to hear. You know, it was something that really happened to him personally in his life, and he doesn't know what happened. You know, Spike talked to his daughter, and he doesn't know the outcome of the game because Spike passed away shortly after that. So we thank him for that, which, you know, of course, again, Daddy Bones has been for our guest this week, as we have Mark House, former Excite Wrestling champion, will be joining us here soon to talk about what's going on with him upcoming. Mark House, formerly known as Mark Krieger in ECPW, a tag team. A wrestler, singles competitor, a guy that I worked with a lot, and I enjoyed working with. He's one of those guys that like to get the referees involved in the match, use the referees, and I had a blast with him. He's a great talent. Just went through a surgery, was out of wrestling for a little bit, comes back, and is just blowing up. Had a Ring of Honor tryout. And things are good for Mark, and he's going to join us this week. He's obviously a part of Ian's disgruntled group with himself and Nick Napoleon. Mark picked up a victory this past weekend. If you were watching or paying attention to either one of our Three Ropes outlets, whether it be Twitter or Facebook, we were live from the Excite Wrestling 4th Anniversary Show, where Mark House came back and took out Binghamton star Axel Lennox in what turned out to be a pretty good match. Mark obviously back in competition and ready to get that Excite title back, which he never lost. He, you know, unfortunately, Ben was stripped of the title due to the injury and should have been wrestling, he feels, probably for that Excite title this past weekend, but instead got the bruiser, Axel Lennox, instead. And we'll get Mark's thoughts on that, as well as a few other questions that we had for Mark this week. So let's see if we can get Mark on the phone. Hello, Mark. Hello, are you there?
Yes,
how you
I'm
doing
here.
Today, Mark?
Good.
Glad to have you on the episode this week. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to get with me. I sent you your 5 questions yesterday. So, without further ado, let's get right into them. I know you have a busy day, so let's get right into it. First question, as it is for everybody we have on this show, how did you become interested in professional wrestling?
Honestly, it was something when I was just a little kid. I saw it on TV, and I just loved the fact of definitive good versus definitive bad, because when you're a kid and you see something and you see something that looks like a superhero and a supervillain, you're hooked. But I was one that I was really late into the game. I watched it a few times here or there when I was like five or six, but didn't really catch on to it right away. And it was something that my parents had really tried to protect me from and didn't want me watching it because they didn't want me doing it, which made me laugh. So the one time I really got hooked was I was my 13th birthday and I was able to stay up all night. And this was when ECW was running like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So I stayed up and watched it and just remembered it was the Dudley Boys versus Rhino and Spike. And ended up watching it, was hooked from there. My parents couldn't keep me from it, and I dove headfirst into it, and I was all about wrestling. It makes me laugh to this day that they tried to keep me away from it, and all it did was push me closer to it. And now I do it.
Now, is there one person that kind of stood out that really made you say, that's who I want to be like?
Honestly, I just wanted to see all different types of wrestling. I mean, I've gone back and I have my favorites now and people that, you know, sparked my interest. Like when I first really started getting into it, the people I started to like was the Gold Dust and I liked Gangrel, and people always laugh at me for it. But those are two guys and characters that I really enjoyed. But there wasn't really one particular person. It was just everything. I wanted all of it at once.
Well, with Scott, it's Duke the Dumpster Drossy. We pick at him all the time about that. But let's move on to the second question here, and it's kind of an emotional question for a lot of people because
sure.
We lost Spike Norton so young. Do you have a favorite Spike Norton moment or story for us?
I don't. It's one of those things where every time I enjoyed hanging out with him, he always made me smile. He's one of those people that it was a pleasure to always be in the locker room with him because I was – fortunate enough to be able to wrestle him many of times when I first started coming around in ECPW, and it was just amazing to me at the time, like now looking at it and going back on it, understanding wrestling a lot more than more than what I did in the past, just the ability to be able to keep a crowd and to get a crowd intrigued, especially with the quality of matches that we had at the time, which weren't the best, being able to keep the crowd intrigued was quite a skill, and I didn't understand how good he was at it until after the fact, and now that I've grown.
Yeah, and Spike was that guy that everybody loved to be around and loved to work with and hang out with backstage. Such a great guy. When I first met you, actually, my daughter used to be one of your biggest fans. You were every lady's dream, Mark Krieger, and you were part of a team called High and Mighty with Superbad,
yep,
who is now known as Super Cop Dick Justice.
Yep.
Is there any way possible, because there's been rumblings around fans at ECPW, would there ever be a High and Mighty reunion?
I'm down for it, and I know that he has been too. It's just a matter of schedules and finding people that want to book it and having the star of the line. It really breaks down to the fact that he's incredibly busy, I'm incredibly busy with our schedules, and we're on opposite in terms of we're opposite loops, I guess, in terms of doing shows. So it really just breaks down to if the stars align and everything lines up, yeah, neither of us have a problem doing it. It was fun for us because it was our first opportunity, especially with at the time behind the scenes of ECPW. They would bring us in and they wouldn't do anything with us because they didn't know what to do with us. So we suggested to have the two of us tag up because we were friends and just wrestle all the students and give us any students or any newer tag teams that you wanted help growing and developing, and have the two of us go in and do our best to help them make them look good, but also give us opportunities to wrestle. So it gave us something to do every show, and then from there it kind of turned into a thing, and ECPW ran with it.
Yeah, and that was one of my favorite tag teams, and like I said, my daughter was absolutely your biggest fan at that point in time, because you wore those old, what was it, the 90s shades there with the plastic shades that had looked like...
It was the cheesiest stuff ever, and it was just, it was so... I mean, now looking back on it, it was so over-the-top cheesy and so hokey, but it worked for the time.
But, yeah, it worked, and everybody loved it. Now, as I was saying in the intro this past Friday, you had to, unfortunately, wrestle Axel Lennox.
Yep.
And you picked up the victory with a little help from Ian. No, I don't see any
about?
Problem.
What are you talking about? No help from Ian.
But you know, we're talking about you as far as you never lost the Excite Wrestling title. You were stripped of the title because of your injury. Do you think that you should have had to? Now I know Matt Cross, the Excite champion, was not there Friday night. But do you feel that if he was there, you should have been right in that heavyweight championship match to regain your title?
Absolutely. I think that the first show that I was back and the first time I was eligible to get back in the ring and wrestle, that I should have been, it should have given me my rematch. It should have, not even rematch, but given me my match to be able to take back what was mine. I mean, to be honest, if you want to be completely honest, I shouldn't have ever had to wait or wrestle. It should have just been stripped and given back to me because I never lost it. You can't just move on to somebody else and not give me the opportunity.
Yeah, and they had a tournament, right, to crown the new champion, which Matt Cross had won.
Yeah,
now,
and congratulations to him. He's a hell of a wrestler. He's obviously doing amazing things, but
amazing things.
He's amazing, but I never lost it. I shouldn't have, And even with that, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't mind a new champion being crowned, but for God's sakes, give the person that shouldered that burden by being the champion and trying to push the company in the right direction, give him the chance to get it back now that he's back and healthy. You know what I mean?
Well, do you think that in you wrestling Axel Lennox, that Excite owner, promoter Johnny Moose was trying to play it off as, well, you really don't deserve a title shot. You got to start back at the bottom again, and here's Axel Lennox to prove that you deserve to get that title.
I don't know what the thought process was. All I know is that it's a slap in the face that your biggest show of the year, and just like I talked about online, the biggest show of the year, and you give me the worst that your company has to offer. I mean, of course I'm going to make light work of it. Of course I'm going to, step over this person on my way back to the top, but it just feels like they're just stalling and wasting my time. But whatever they keep throwing in front of me is exactly what I'm going to keep running right through and just get back up to the top again where I belong. So it is what it is.
And it is what it is. And I was there that night that you won the Excite title, and I was very proud. And I got to shake your hand afterwards. And it's. Your career has come a long way from the high and mighty up until now. And I believe that Johnny Moose should just basically at the next show give you that title match that you deserve because, well, you never lost a title.
Yeah.
But
I feel.
Go ahead.
No, I said I feel that you're absolutely correct on that.
and that's just how it should be. Now, our fifth question here, and you have it, is more of a personal kind of question. And it kind of goes with the theme that we had last week of everybody, a lot of the wrestlers we know are getting engaged. You recently got engaged as well. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
We were just, and I always wonder when it comes to wrestling. We were off at a show a couple weeks ago with Sean Carr, and a guy proposed to his girlfriend in the middle of the ring. How did you propose to your fiance?
Nothing with wrestling. As much as it's cool that people do that, I don't know. I don't need to be in front of a ton of people doing a bunch of stuff like that. Because to me, that's nerve-wracking for the woman. She's got to sit there and make a big life-changing decision in front of everybody.
Yeah, in front of everybody.
I mean, it's not my thing. I ended up taking her to one of the parks that her grandmother and her family used to go to every year that was really special to her, and she hadn't been there in a couple of years, and I actually played it off. It was pretty good. I had the help of her family where I told her I had to go to a wrestling show, and I actually had the promoter put me on the poster and whatnot, even though I wasn't booked to the show, just to kind of play it off, and had one of the other guys who I usually travel with pick me up and packed all my gear and left and actually drove out to this place and waited for a couple hours, and her family came up with flowers and lunch and stuff for them to just to go hang out for the day. And she was so bummed that I couldn't go. And then she showed up and I was there, and that was it.
Yeah, and that's nice because, you know, you took her to somewhere that's very important and special to her and did that. And I'm sure, you know, she was very happy and excited about it at that point in time, no pun intended.
Yep.
And so, you know, you took her to the park what did you do? You showed up, like, you had her distracted and just showed up and kind of walked up on her and did it?
Pretty much. Yep.
She
wasn't paying attention to her family. Her family was there, and I ended up, you know, asking her while she was hanging out with the family.
Yeah, that's a great story. I love that. You know, now's the infamous sixth question where you kind of just promote yourself. You know, what's going to be going on with Mark House over the next month or so?
I got a decent amount of shows. I help run the school for UPW, and I run it Monday through Thursday with Hellcat, and so we're doing that all the time. But we also have, for myself, I have a bunch of shows coming up. I got this Saturday, I'm wrestling at IWF in Brockport, New York, against Hornet. The 28th, I'm working this company called NWX, which is in Canada, which is in Ontario, and I'm wrestling this gentleman named James Masterson for the heavyweight championship. The 5th of March, I'm actually working Warriors of Wrestling, and then they have a tapings on the 6th, so I'm working there as well, and then we can keep going through. But I mean, it just keeps going and going with shows and shows, but that's over the next couple of weeks.
It sounds like you're going to be kind of busy.
I try to be busy. I have usually a show every weekend.
How can people find you? Twitter, Facebook, stuff like that. How can they follow you?
Sure, they can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and they just have to use Facebook.com, Twitter.com, Instagram.com/TheMarkHouse, and it's MarkHouse.
Yes, it's not house as in house that you live in.
Nope, it's pronounced house, but it's spelled HAUSS, so it looks like Hoss, like everybody calls me.
All right, well, we still have a few minutes on this program, so, you know, we'll keep talking to you.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? You know, anything else you want to say to anybody? You know, any words for Matt Cross, the Excite champion? Anybody you'd like to wrestle that you want to, you know, get out there and maybe somebody might hear and book? You know, anything
honestly,
else?
Anybody? I'm just looking for new shows, new areas. Anybody who can teach me anything or two. I just want to work everybody. It's one of those things where you get. A lot of times people get stuck working in their same area against the same people, and they never really get out of that area. And so they don't grow. And I'm one of those people that I'd rather be thrown in any uncomfortable situation and be told, here, you're working this town, this town, this town, and you're working all these people you've never heard of or people that you have heard of that you look up to, and go figure it out. And that's what I want. I want to be able to wrestle every weekend somewhere new if possible and have my handful of companies that I work all the time because I like them and want to be there. But I mean, as far as Matt Cross is that April 30th, I know he's coming and I'd like to be able to be that guy who steps in there. And so I feel that I'm ready for him. I can take him and I'm pretty confident that I could beat him. And all I need to do is be given a chance, but Excite Wrestling seems to be dragging their feet and they seem to just be protecting. I don't know why they protect Matt Cross because he's a proven star who can take care of himself. He doesn't need to be protected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't need his hand held. He doesn't need to be coddled. You
no.
talk about the, you talked about the UPW training. Where can people get a hold of you for that? Where is that located? If anybody,
we're located.
It's in the Rochester area, right?
Yep, we're located in Rochester, New York, right down near Charlotte Beach. It's 100 Boxart Street. You can either go to Upstate Professional Wrestling, UPW Wrestling. You can contact me directly on my Facebook or my social medias. And from there, just let me know that you're looking to train, and I'll give you all the information. Usually what we end up doing is we run Monday through Thursday from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. It's either $20 a session or $100 a month if you want to go as many times as possible. And every second Sunday of the month, that's the day after all of our shows, we have a free open tryout if anybody's looking to see what it's like and see if there's something they want to do from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock in the morning. So we offer free opportunities to come down to check it out, or if this is something you really want to do, bring yourself down, bring $20, and come into training. We'll pop you right into class.
And that's with you and Hellcat, right?
That's correct.
And I met some of your students recently at a AWA show that we did, and they're very well taught by you. They're very they're nice, they're polite, they shook everybody's hand, very respectful to everybody in that locker room. And that just goes to show that when you work with the right person and train by the right person, you learn the right things. And I commend you for that, because those kids were very very respectable, and I could tell they learned a lot from you. Their match was great. A lot of the guys were in the match that I worked that night as a manager. So I was very pleased at what I saw, and I was hoping to see you that night, but I know you had something going on and couldn't make it that night. But, you know, things happen in this business. We understand that. But again, I'd like to thank you for joining me this week.
Not a problem. I appreciate you having me.
You know, and you're definitely one of the guys I wanted to get on here as soon as possible. You know, you're a great guy, a great talent. And and before we go real quick, because we still have a few minutes, Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Where you had a match there. And has anything really come from that yet? Have you heard anything? Are we going to be seeing you on Ring of Honor anytime soon?
Let's hope so, over the next year. I know that we talk, and it's one of those things where the best piece of advice I can give people is with Ring of Honor itself, go to the camps. I know a lot of people think, oh, it's a work and it's this and that, but it's the one thing that's funny is that they tell you when you're there is that people always say it's a work. Oh, you're giving them money, you're going to go to a camp, you're not really going to get a spot. Well, to be honest with you, they don't consider it a tryout. They consider it a camp where you can go learn, but they get to view you. And they always explain every single time to all the people that are coming in, commending them for spending the money to come in for a camp, because you're investing in yourself. But what makes me laugh is they always say, well, a lot of the internet world and a lot of the people who don't believe in this stuff consider it one big work and one big ruse that we're just stealing money from people. And they say, well, what happens if, you know, some guy comes in the door, because like 60% of the roster now is all people from the camps. What if someone comes through the door, like a Dalton Castle comes through the door and he's really good and we want to sign him? We can't, because it's a work, so we can't sign him. We just took his money, so we have to follow that rule of not signing anybody, because it's a work. See, you know what I mean? You show up, and if you impress somebody, then you'll get work. I mean, it's one of those things where they do a lot of positive things for me. I've gotten to the point where I've become friends with people like Brutal Bob and Kevin Kelly and those guys within the company, where they don't owe me anything. And anytime I have a match or a promo or something I'd like to show them to show my growth, I can send it to them. And within a day, they contact me back, and they critique all my work, and they help me get better. And they don't do it without – they don't ask for anything in return. They're not expecting anything. They do it because they've become friends. And there's people like that. It's such a close-knit community there, where they help each other out, and they help people that are trying to get up the ladder. And they're not selfish about it, and that's what I truly like about being over there and having that group available for help and assistance in those camps. So, again,
yeah, I've heard Brutal Bob is a great guy.
He is, and he's really smart, and he understands wrestling to a point where if you don't know who he is, you really should seek him out, introduce yourself, and try to learn a thing or two, because he might not look the part, but he is brilliant.
Yeah, that's exactly what I hear, is he's very smart, very, you know, very into the business and knows a lot about the ins and outs, and can really help guide somebody's career. Like you're saying, like he gives you a lot of advice and everything else. And that's great to hear from some of these guys, because you don't really expect it now in these days. You know, me and Scott were talking a few weeks ago about wrestling, how wrestling back in the day, where guys like Bret Hart, Owen Hart, and guys like that would take the time to talk to you. Now you got guys, you know, like Randy Orton and Sheamus and guys like that, that when they leave the venue, they just wave, hey, thanks for coming out, see you later, hop in their car and drive off. You know, it, that's the kind of thing that, you know, that deters a lot of people from wrestling, because it makes it seem like these guys nowadays aren't very approachable. And a guy like, you know, like Bob and very, very many others, you know, actually take the time to talk to you. Do you see that as a deterrence for guys, you know, like the guys nowadays not taking the time, like we do, obviously, in indie wrestling to talk to the fans, sign autographs, pictures and things like that. Do you think that people that don't do that turn other fans off?
I mean, I do and I don't, because I see both sides of it. Like, if you look at it, so people like Randy Orton and Sheamus, they have made it to the top, and they, at the end of the night, they have a long drive ahead of them. They got to be to the next town. And a lot of times, if some of those guys don't shake everybody's hand and sign all the autographs, they're labeled as this bad guy or they deter people. But if you can be honest with you, think about it on the flip side. You're on the other side of it. You get out of a show at 11 o'clock at night. You have a four-hour drive to get to the hotel to get to sleep so you can get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to Make-A-Wish or to go to a signing or to go to something that was set up where there's people that are paying money to be there. So at the end of the day, you got to look at the – I mean, you can only do so much at times. So there's probably some nights that Sheamus and Randy Orton will probably sign autographs, and those are the days that they don't have anything where they can sleep in. But think about it. They sign autographs for an extra 2 hours after the show, and they drive, and they can't sleep just to get up the next day with like an hour's worth of sleep to go do all these appearances to then go wrestle and no sleep and be unsafe. People don't look at that side of it. They just look at it as, oh, well, he's not signing my autographs right now, so he's a piece of crap. You know what I mean?
yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
I don't think people see that side of it.
And I, you know, I used to think that as well when I was younger, you know, oh, well, this guy ain't got the time to come and, you know, and say hi. But you got to figure, you're not the only person standing there. There's like maybe 200-300 other people standing there as well who want that same couple seconds. And since I got into wrestling, I understand a little bit more. Like you said, you know, people don't understand, you know, show ends at 11 o'clock. You still got to change, get ready to go home. You got a few hour drive. Plus you probably got to stop, grab something to eat. So by the time you get home, it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and you still have a normal life. You might have to get up in a couple hours, go to work, you know, things like that. And,
yeah,
you know, now that I'm in wrestling, I understand that more, you know. And
yeah, but I can see where it deters people, but I think a lot of it is that there's so many, it's the general society has gone to an instant gratification where I need you to service me right now. And if you don't, you're awful, and I'll tell the world about it. There's no patience in the world anymore. There's no common courtesy with a lot of people. I'm not saying everybody, because it's not. But the general public, you see more, is more instantaneous. That's why a lot of wrestling now, even on WWE, they try to slow build stuff, and the fans don't want to see it, so they turn their back. And then they, like the whole Roman Reigns thing, I don't particularly care one way or another with the whole Roman situation, but people turn on Roman when they're trying to get this long build, and instead of just give, and they want, oh, just give it to somebody else, give it to somebody like Dean. If they gave it to Dean, they'd be happy for a month, and they'd be like, well, something's not happening with them, so give it to somebody else, and they'll eventually turn on everybody. And it's an instant gratification that people don't know how to be patient and just let things unfold. And now it's the same thing. Oh, well, I went to one live show, and every single superstar didn't stop to sign autographs for me. Therefore, the company itself is crap.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
where that's not realistic.
No, it's not. All right. Well,
that's
kind of
how
come,
I see it.
We've come to the end of the program again.
Okay.
We're sitting here as I'm talking to you, and we're looking at some pictures that Mark Griffin Jr., the Excite photographer, took during your match, before and during your match with Axel. Yeah, see right there. There's a picture of Ian helping you out. But we would like to thank you for joining us this week on 5 questions with Mr. 1-2-3, and we will let you get back to work and finish your day. And I, again, thank you for joining us, and we will see you April 30th again at Excite Wrestling at the American Legion Post 80.
Perfect. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Mark. Have a good one.
All right. Have a good day.
And that was Mark House, former Excite Wrestling champion, joining me this week on the program. Next week, we are hoping to have the other member of Ian's Disgruntled, and that being the loser, unfortunately, but survivor in the steel cage match from this past week, and that'll be Nick Napoleon. Hoping to have him on next week's program. Of course, you know, still trying to get some few other people. If you'd like to be on this program, again, hit us up. Hit me up on my Facebook page. Hit us up at the Three Ropes website page, on Facebook, on Twitter. This week on Three Ropes, which will be Wednesday at noon, I believe, we will have Little Daddy C, as we will talk to him about everything, including, well, his thoughts on the pay-per-view from last night, to the upcoming April 1st match, finally Stand Up and Fight 5. Rob Cook's finally going to stand up and fight. I can't wait. We have a special announcement to make for that match on Wednesday as well. I know what it is. You don't. You got to wait till Wednesday to find out. Once again, this is Mr. 123 Jim Holbert. Thank you for joining me this week. My thanks to Mark House for joining me. We will see you again next week.
This has been a presentation of the Three Ropes Media Network. For more, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ThreeRopes or visit us at ThreeRopes.com.